Welcome, dog moms and dads, to our show where we discuss the everyday joys and challenges of pet parenting. I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is a dog mom podcast. And this is a dog mom podcast presented by Zippy Paws.
And we're back.
So it's been a few months. Has it been a few months?
I feel like it's been longer.
Yeah, I feel like it's been maybe 3 months, but we took some time off. I went on a really long road trip, and I think we just needed the time to think about what we wanted to work on for season two, for our new episodes. And you have big news.
I do have big news. Do you want to drop the bombshell now, or do we want to wait?
Okay, let's make them wait.
Okay.
Also, if you guys don't know, we're also on YouTube, so we're recording ourselves. Not that we want to, but we're on YouTube, so go to youtube.com/dogmompodcast if you prefer watching us be uncomfortable. So yeah, what should we talk about today?
Well, I heard that Birdie had some dental work done.
Yeah, she had a root canal done, and it's kind of a long story. So before we went on the trip, it was only 2 days before we went on the trip, we noticed that she had like an abscess on her cheek. So it was kind of like a swollen little kind of a golf ball size swelling on her face, on just on one side of her face. So we weren't sure what was going on. So we looked at her teeth, and she has a little bit of plaque, so we couldn't really tell too much what was going on, but it seemed like she chipped a little bit of her tooth. So we like went to the vet right away, and apparently she broke her tooth. She chipped it on something. And we don't know why. I mean, she chews on like everything.
She chews rocks.
Yeah, but she's very, very gentle with rocks. Like, she has her rock best friend, but she's always just like mouthing it. She's not like actually chomping on it. So I'm just not sure what happened there. It could have been just like a fluke thing, or maybe she has very weak enamel. I'm not sure. So the vet told us that, you know, since it was so close to her trip, like, he didn't want us to make any, you know, big decisions or do any kind of surgery. So we got some medication for her, and then he told us to just monitor it over our trip, which is what we did. And then when we came back, we called a dog dental specialist, and we went to go see her, and she says that basically all of her roots in that back molar are all infected, which is why she had the abscess. So she got a root canal. It was like a choice between getting a root canal and see if we can try to save that tooth or completely extract it, which would be much cheaper. But I think, you know, for Birdie's, since she's so young, you know, and for her health, I opted to do the root canal. And she's eating chicken and rice for the next 2 weeks.
So I'm sure she's heartbroken about that.
She's happy about that. Oh, not chicken, ground beef. So ground beef and rice. And lately I bought a coffee grinder so I could pulverize her kibble. So then I could mix that with water to make like a paste for her, because she can't be chewing on kibble. So I mean,
that's genius. So
that's where I am.
Tooth was it? Was it her back left or back right?
Back right.
I just had a root canal in my back right. Left.
Yeah, you got a root canal too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the big one up top, the one that looks like a like a mountain range. So, I mean, it's a very important tooth for a doggo. So, I mean,
poor bird.
I mean, here we are. And then on Monday, she's gonna get her crown fitted. So I bought her a crown because I didn't want her to potentially re-chip her tooth or anything like that, since she's not even 2 years old. So she's gonna get that done on Monday. She's gonna have a nice titanium tooth. So I'll send you guys some pictures. But I think it's really awesome. Like, I've never heard of a dog getting a crown or anything like that.
Yeah, you told me that and my mind was blown. Although I am kind of sad it's not going to be a gold tooth.
Right? She would, though.
She would. Or like diamond crusted one. Just get her a grill.
Yeah, just the whole thing, right? She loves to show your teeth anyway, like this, like upside down, just like this.
Oh, she'd be so cute. She'd be so cute. I love her. Well, now she's going to have a crown in her mouth, and she has her invisible crown on her head because she's a princess. Princess bird. All right. Are we getting into the second set of, well, I guess not second set of news.
Yeah, the big news.
My big unveiling. We adopted another dog. We finally have our little girl. It's been a long road. I think the last time we talked about it, I had hinted that we were going to adopt a pup from Russia. And that's probably a story for another podcast, would be one I'd be happy never talking about. It essentially turned out to be a scam. And we had all but given up hope, really. We were kind of like, you know, this is just not happening. We were really excited for Russia dog and pretty let down, honestly. But being the crazy dog lady that I am, I never really stopped looking. I told Nico that I had stopped looking, but, you know, you just scroll. I would send you random dogs and you're like, oh, she's cute. But one day we found who we've now named Tova. We found Tova online, and it was funny because she looked just like Russia dog, right? I think you said that too when I sent her over. And the one nice part about it was, is that she was like 15 minutes away. We didn't have to cross country lines. We didn't have to cross state lines. We didn't have to worry that COVID was going to mess something up again. That was initially what we thought the problem was with Russia dog, was we couldn't get her because of COVID flight restrictions coming from Moscow. Surprise, COVID had nothing to do with it. I just don't think that dog ever actually existed. But we had a pretty picky checklist in terms of what we were looking for with a second dog as well. We knew we wanted a little girl. We knew we did not want a puppy. We knew that, and this was probably the most important one, she had to be good with our cats. We have two very small cats, and understandably, it's a tough checklist. These are rescue dogs. A lot of times you don't have that background on them. They're not always necessarily in a foster system. And it's a lot, right? It's essentially asking for a rescue dog to be perfect. And in a lot of ways, that's not fair. But because...
Yeah, I agree.
Because we had the cats. Like, that was the primary one, right? If we had found a little boy that was a puppy that was great with cats, we probably would have taken him. But this dog just ticked every single one of them. And we reached out and found that the caveat with her is that she was a special needs dog. So she had been picked up off of the streets of Tijuana, didn't have too much info from her background other than that, but we knew she had probably had a couple litters of puppies, roughly around 2 years old, which was perfect, but she was terrified. That was the one thing they told us, is that she was afraid of everything. Cars, people, noises, kids, pretty much everything. But the one shining point about it was that she was very, very sweet. She was sweet with other dogs. She was currently being fostered with a cat, which was fantastic. And we had to go through two screens just to even get a face-to-face meet with her and face-to-face. We learned a little bit more about her. They found out about us. They had told us, well, we know we want her to go to a home with another dog. She needs it for her confidence, but we also need to find the right family who doesn't have kids, but who's also going to be able to understand that she's going to take some time. So any type of experience with special needs, with medical conditions. And I think that sharing my story about Stella and how, you know, there really wasn't much that I wouldn't do for my dog. They're like, okay, we're going to set up a meet. But it was interesting because she was so timid. They told us before we went to their home, in the middle of COVID, we had to go with masks and gloves, but they didn't want to take her out. The other things they had told us before we had adopted her, is she had been in a foster previously where she had gotten so scared on a walk that she had gotten out of her harness and almost got hit by a car. So they were very careful. They didn't want to take her to any place new. They wanted to keep her someplace that was safe, that was comfortable for her. So Nico and I went without Bjorn just to meet her for the first time to see how everything was going to go. And they told us when we got there, okay, do not look at her. Don't acknowledge her. She's going to be very scared. And it's so hard because we had seen pictures of her. She was named Pastora at the time. We had seen pictures of her. And all you want to do when you see this dog that you've already fallen in love with is, you know, go up and give them kisses and hugs and talk to them and pet them. We can even look at her. So she was at the other end of the room and we're like, and for those of you right. that are not watching, you know, we're trying to give shifty little side eyes to at least get a glimpse of her because we had never seen her. And she sat in the corner and growled at us. She was very not happy that we were there. We sat on this couple's living room floor for, gosh, probably an hour and 45 minutes. We were there for a long time. And about halfway through, the other dog, the dog that lived with the couple, decided that he liked us. And so Pastora slowly kind of started coming towards us. They gave us some chicken to try to bribe her. She wouldn't take it directly from our hands, but she came pretty close. She came closer than we thought she would. And from there, they said, okay, you know what? If you guys have the patience for this, if you understand that this is how it's going to be, let's try to introduce her to Bjorn and see how that goes. So we tried to think of neutral territory, which ended up being my mom's place, who was halfway between their place and ours. And brought her over, and she did so well. We were really nervous. I think I was texting you leading up to it, like, oh my God, what if Bjorn ruins this? Like, don't ruin this for me. It's always Bjorn. It's always going to be his fault. It's been his fault for everything since he was a puppy. I love him. He's still my boy, but they got along so well. She was wagging her tail. She let us touch her for the first time that night. I remember it was in my mom's backyard, and she finally came up. And the one really endearing thing about her is that we don't know what she's been through. We knew it was traumatic, but she just has this enormous capacity to love. For whatever reason, she's very timid, but she loves people. And so she, you know, she'll walk up. She would initially walk up, and she'd let you rub her butt, right? She always needed that exit, that escape route. But it was just, I just remember being super emotional because we were able to pet her, and we decided that we were going to bring her home, and we got to bring her home the next weekend. So we went and filled out all the papers, and whew, I feel like I need to take a breath because that's honestly, that should have been an indicator on how much time and effort we were going to put into it, because we thought, like, I feel like everyone has this, I don't want to say misconception, but it's like when you go into a relationship with a bad boy, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to change him. I'm going to be the one that changes him. So I think we were realistic. So we went into this prepared, knowing that she was going to be tough. But I think at least I went into it going, okay, you know what? I'm a good dog mom. Dogs are, you know, dogs come to me naturally. It's not going to be too bad. So we picked her up. We had a crate ready for her. We had a safe space within our home. But we weren't really prepared, I don't think, mentally. The first night was, I don't want to say tough, but she growled at Bjorn. Like, initially when we had introduced them, she was great. There were no problems, but it was on neutral territory. But then we, you know, yanked her out of her home, brought her home. She immediately went into her crate, which we thought was going to happen. But then Bjorn, who's just the cult of personality, goes up wagging his tail like, oh, hey, let's play. And she showed teeth. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like it went from, I'm so excited, I'm going to change this dog, to, oh my God, she's growling. Everything is bad, right? The level of drama that I was those first couple of days is ridiculous.
Right, and you're just on a roller coaster, not knowing.
Yeah, and I'm sharing that part of the story because I think it's important, right? It's important to understand that you have to have realistic expectations, and most importantly, you have to give the dog time. Nico was just fantastic with that. He really kept me grounded where he was like, hey, you have to give her time. She's stressed out. I understand she growled. You're blowing it out of proportion. Give her some time. And so there were a couple different ups and downs where, you know, she had never had a toy before. So the first toy we gave her, she guarded like it was the best thing in the world. Like she doesn't know that I work for a dog toy company. She doesn't know that the toys are limitless. She's thinking, I'm probably never going to get anything again. And we read up so much on it. We reached out to our network, our veterinarians, and they do say that it takes about 3 months for the dog to feel completely comfortable. And I would say that that's very, very, very accurate. Tova's made great strides. I think she was, and 3 months is for a normal case dog, right? She was definitely a special needs dog, and she really kind of blossomed really, really quickly. I'm so proud. I wish I could get her into the screen now so people watching could see her, but she's a little camera shy. Yeah, I mean, it was a learning curve, I think, for everybody involved. We had to double leash her when we took her outside. They had made such a big deal of her being an escape artist at the rescue that we got her from that we would put a leash on her collar and then a leash on her harness. So in the event that she got out of one, we'd have the other. And she did not want to go outside. I think at her rescue or her foster parents' family, she was only going to the bathroom on the patio of this teeny tiny apartment. So she didn't really have much experience even going on walks. And those are the things I think that you take for granted, right? You're adopting this special needs dog and you're thinking of, okay, X, Y, and Z is going to happen, but you don't take into consideration the mundane things that they're scared of. And it honestly just amounts to following what the experts say. They're experts for a reason, and kind of letting the dog tell you what he or she needs. We pushed Tova. We pushed her quite a bit. Our goal was to kind of balance making her feel safe, but also making her just uncomfortable enough to overcome it. And I'm proud of the work that we did. I'm super, super proud of how far she's come. And it's nice. You're able to celebrate milestones that sometimes, you know, with Bjorn, I never celebrated when he wagged his tail. I'm pretty certain he came out of the womb wagging his tail. He's a happy dog. But with Tova, I remember where Nico and I were when she wagged her tail the first time. And it was a thing. We were so excited when we first brought her home. She didn't wag her tail. Her tail was constantly between her legs. And I was joking that we need to put it out into the world, you know, put it out to the universe that she's going to be super happy and it's going to come back to us. So we would not sing to her, but we would call her Tova. We'd be like, all right, Tova, Tova, Tova with that waggy tail. Come on, wag that tail for us. And I think it started working. I think she was kind of reading our energy, but now every time I come home, it's like, all right, where's Tova with that waggy tail? And she comes out and her tail's wagging and she's super happy. She started to like kind of mouth a little bit when I like try to rough around with her. And it's just to see how far she's come has been crazy. And I feel bad because Bjorn is so prominent on my social media and Tova is just so afraid of cameras. I've tried to document as much as I can, but I haven't been able to document maybe as much as I like, just because the primary focus is her, obviously, but she's come so far. We used to call her a little weirdo when we brought her home because her ears would kind of just go back and she would look like a confused seal. And she's really blossoming. And I think that she's made so many strides in such a short time. We were able to take her to the office. She came with Nico to pick up Bjorn from our video shoot last week and let Savannah and Jacqueline, two members of our team, go right up to her and pet her. You got to pet her. I think she took a treat from you. And it's just, it makes me so happy. I think that if I could give advice to people that are listening, if you are thinking about adopting a special needs dog and you've really thought through it, you've worked with experts. Again, we didn't do this on our own. We worked with the foster and we worked with a vet. But if you are thinking about it, it's 110% worth it. She's been a work of a labor of love, but so worth it.
That's so cute. Yeah, I got to meet her last week and I could tell she was afraid of me, you know, and there were a lot of people at the office, just walking around, you know, the camera people, the crew. So I can see how it was scary for her. But she did so well. She was sitting nicely and she was, you know, she wasn't making a scene or anything. So she was great. I can't wait to like actually play with her and then have her play with my dogs too. I think, you know, it'll just be fun. Just like things to look forward to in the future.
Right. And it is. It's things that I think that I, prior to Tova, had taken for granted. I just, you know, not all dogs are happy. Not all dogs have the background that our pups do, right? Like we've had ours since they were very, very young and they haven't been exposed to the trials and tribulations of life, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean I think I really respect you for doing this because I don't know if this is something that I want to do, you know, and I knew when I was getting Birdie that this right now is not the time for me. But in the future, I think it's something that I would like to do. And I'm like, if you can do it, maybe I can too.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. Honestly, with COVID, and to your point, it has to be the right time. With COVID, yeah. It was a good time for us. I don't think that, I mean, I think she would have done well no matter what because she's a brave little dog. That's actually why we called her Tova. It's in keeping with our Scandinavian theme. It's the goddess of thunder. And we had, fun fact, we had originally decided to call her Sophie because it seemed like, you know, a cute, shy little girl's name. And we realized the second day when she was afraid, but she was coming up to us. So it was like, all right, this girl is not meek. She might be afraid now, but she's not going to stay that way. And, yeah. But it has to be the right time and it has to be a good fit for all involved. I don't think she would have done as well as she has if I was trying to take her into the office or if Nico was at home working with her all day and I was gone. I think we really solidified, okay, listen, we are your family. We are not going anywhere. You're going to have meals 2 times a day. If we do leave, it's going to be a short time and we're going to come back. And it's really, I think it's given her the ability to build her confidence, but to also feel comfortable. I mean, we don't know what happened to her when she was in Tijuana, but we know that she came from Tijuana. She had a litter of puppies. And then from there, she went to a foster that she escaped. They took her to their shelter facility where she stayed. She was just too scared. So she was bouncing around before she got to her last foster family. And we're assuming that she was really happy there. She seemed to be thriving there for the most part. And then she got yanked away again and sent to our home. So it was, you know, it's a couple months of her realizing that she's safe and that, you know, that's it. Her journey is over. She's not going anywhere. And I apologize for all the sniffling. I'm not actually crying. I have a cold. I feel like people are like, oh, she's getting so emotional. And I could. If you gave me some time, I could definitely get emotional over Tova, but it's allergy flu season. It's not COVID. It's definitely not COVID.
But. We always have to say that now. I feel like every time I have one little sniffle or I sneeze one time, I'm like, I'm not sick. I promise I'm not sick.
But yeah, so that is the story of Tova. And for those of you that are not following our Instagram, because I'm sure we'll share some pictures, we believe she is an Australian Kelpie German Shepherd mix. I think I'm going to have to do a DNA test because she honestly looks like a Corgi Shepherd mix to me. She just looks like a really, really short little German Shepherd. She's teeny, teeny. When we got her, she had been... She's so treat motivated that they were using chicken to basically get her to do whatever they wanted, which, you go, girl. She deserved it. But it was funny as we brought her home and we trimmed up her diet. She doesn't have kibble anymore because we feed our dogs fresh. She started getting like this little figure. And it was funny because we used to call it like it sounds so mean, but one of our first nicknames for her was breakfast sausage. Because she would always come running out of her crate for breakfast, but like she looked like a little sausage and it was just so funny. But now she's all trim. She literally looks like a mini German Shepherd.
She does. Yeah. She has very unique paws. Like the coloring of her paws are very unique. And then her face, like she does kind of look like a corgi.
Right? A slender corgi, or I don't even know.
Like a tall corgi, I would say.
Yeah.
But with German Shepherd coloring.
Yeah, her paws, like, it either looks like she's got, like, gloves on or she has little skeleton paws. She's perfect. She, like, I would never just choose a dog based on what they look like, but if there was a dog that fit my aesthetic, I feel like it's Tova. She looks like a little gothic corgi, but the ironic part is that she's very, very short, and I'm very short. I have super, super short legs. So Nico always jokes. Nico's like, all the girls in our family have like long bodies and short little legs.
Oh, and I was gosh. Like,
thanks. Thanks a lot. I mean, he's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. But yeah, we'll have to try to get some good pictures of her to share. She's getting better.
You should do a photo shoot where you dress up and, you know, you got your two dogs with you who are very much on brand with you.
I know. It's so funny how much they work with my aesthetic and then how much Birdie and Kramer, I feel like, really embody who you are. And it's just so, it's so funny.
It's just funny how, you know, how some people say that our dogs look like us, or like we look like our dogs. And it's so true. It's just we gravitate towards these dogs, you know, and I love all dogs, and I love the look, the aesthetic, I guess you could say, of a lot of dogs. But it's just, I feel like Golden Retrievers are just like, they just speak to me, and they just, we understand each other like on a soul level. So I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily the aesthetic that that attracts us, you know, in the beginning, but it definitely like has something to do with it, I think.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, whenever I see, it's funny because whenever I would see a Golden Retriever before I met you, I would think of Stella, and now I see them and I think of you. I'll always think of Stella a little bit, but I'm like, aw, like I want to like take a picture and send it to you. And you're like, yeah, I know what they look like. I have one.
I know. I just, every time I see a dog on the street, I'm like, oh, a dog, you know, doggo. But then every time I see a Golden Retriever, I'm like, ah, there's a golden. And, you know, right? they're everywhere in our neighborhood. So I just get super excited because, you know, they're just my favorite.
That's fun though. I don't think I've ever seen a dog that looks like Bjorn. My dogs are all weird. I'm like the weirdo crew.
How? No, you guys look so like on brand and meshed. Like you guys look like a whole family, you know? Because I feel like my dogs, I didn't really necessarily want two dogs that had the same coloring. It wasn't planned or anything. It just happened. I think they look really good together. And then your dogs look really good together too. They just look like brother and sister.
They honestly really do. And it's been nice because Bjorn has really stepped up to his big brother role. I think there was an initial concern of, okay, he hasn't been around dogs since COVID hit. So are his manners going to be acceptable? Is he going to be nice? Is he going to want to share his mom? I think every single person in the office asked me that. Before I finally brought Tova home, they're like, oh, well, how do you think the mama's boy is going to do? Because that's, he's still mama's boy.
It's probably good for him to share a mom a little bit.
Right. Well, and there was a point when we had first adopted Tova where she was really gravitating towards Nico. And at first I was like, excuse me, what? You like him better? And it's balanced out where I think they both love us equally, but I don't. Bjorn hasn't had any issues. He's desperately trying to get her to play. I don't think she really fully understands that quite yet. Mm-hmm. He will take his toys and just run at her full speed and smash into her. Like, hey, let's play. You want to try to take this away from me? Or he'll, she's trying to sleep and he goes up and like squeaks rapid fire in her face. But she's getting there. She's like a little gremlin. She loves small toys and she takes them and she puts them in her crate and she hides them. So whenever I go to clean her bed that's in her crate, there's like, there's a sock, there's some tissue, there's a whole bunch of minis, and it's really, really funny. So I think she'll get there. They definitely feed off of each other. Bjorn is getting pretty protective, which is really sweet, and she is definitely dependent on him. Eventually, I would like to work where she's a little bit more confident when he's not around, but we're a ways out for that, I think.
Yeah, and I think having Bjorn really helped her to, you know, adjust to your home and your family, and she probably needs someone to like look up to and be like, oh, what should I be doing? Like, is this okay? And then she sees Bjorn doing this and doing that, and she's like, oh, okay, like, I feel better, you know? I feel like that too, the same thing kind of happened with Birdie and Kramer. Obviously, it's not the same, whereas Birdie's, you know, just like a little potato and she didn't know anything. But I think having Kramer there, like, we had to do a little bit less parenting. And he kind of showed her, like, this is what you should be doing. That's not okay. Like, I could tell on his face when she's doing something that she's not supposed to be doing. He, like, gives her a look, you know, and she knows she's in trouble, right? Like, it's really funny.
It's so funny how that works. Tova will do things, and I swear that Bjorn is looking at me like, is she gonna get in trouble? Like, if I did that, I'd get in trouble.
Right. They kind of have this, like side eye look, looking at her and then looking at me. I'm like, I know. Like, she's not supposed to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's so funny.
But so that's the story of how I became a two dog dog mom.
Yay. Welcome to the club.
Oof, it's tough.
When are you thinking about number three?
Nico's been talking about number three since we brought Tova home. And I feel like we live in a beautiful little townhome that probably shouldn't have two dogs and two cats in it, but here we are. Oh, and the cats have acclimated to her wonderfully. I think they honestly like Tova better than they like Bjorn. But yeah, I don't know. When are you having number three? Or getting number three? Whoa.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't think we're gonna get number three. I like having two dogs. I think it's nice. And there's no room on my bed. It's unless I get like another bed so that my bed can be like an extension, there is no room. And I'm always just like either my feet are curled up or like like Birdie now in the last month or so, I think it's getting colder, so she likes to snuggle, right? So she likes to kind of like, she used to like lean on me or things like that, but now she's taking she will just like lay flat across my belly or across my chest.
I love that, though.
Just entire body just like this. It's too much.
I can't sleep that way, but I love the cuddles. But when it's time to go to sleep, it's like, get off of me. I can't breathe.
Exactly. And then she'll do that in the middle of the night, too, where she'll just, like, wake up, she'll stretch, and then she'll, like, plop down. And sometimes, you know, the elbow gets you, like, right in the chest. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
In the sternum, and, like, I can't breathe.
Bjorn gets me stretching. He'll do, like, that morning stretch where he's, like, ugh. And then his paw's, like, phew. Like, thanks.
Right.
Thanks. I needed an uppercut to wake up. I appreciate that.
Right. Or, like, the smell of Fritos, like, just wafting, like, around your face. You're just like,
no.
What is that? And you're like, you, like, open your eyes. You're like, Bird, stop.
Yep.
So I don't think we're going to get number three. I mean, who knows, you know? But we're not planning on it.
I think I'm sure we'll end up with a third. Eventually, probably not in the distant future, but our whole goal now that we have completed our animal house is buying a house with just tons of property and rescuing all the dogs. Like, I'll rescue the dogs that don't like me. Like, as long as there's space for them to exist, that's all I care about.
Right. And you have a special occasion coming up very soon, so maybe you'll get that out of the way first. Maybe.
That's right. We haven't talked about that, have we?
Have we talked about it? I don't know.
I don't know if we've talked about it. I'm getting married. Yay! It's been a busy 2020.
2020 is your year.
2020 is nobody's year. We are not eloping until next year. But yes, I did get engaged.
Oh yeah, 2021. Yes, 2021 is.
I'll take that.
It's your year.
Yeah, I know. Everyone keeps asking me, like, so you're having a wedding during COVID? And we are not. That is not responsible. I maintain that is not responsible, but we will have a small elopement. We're getting married in the snow, which I'm excited for. And I think both dogs are going to be there. I know. Just I'm
like
so...
Just like the black dogs against the white snow. Very you.
I wanted to get Tova a little dress, but I think I'm going to get her a fur coat. I think I'm going to get a big puffy white fur coat, right? It's going to be cold. I don't want her to freeze. Yeah, she did go to the snow. She did go to the snow for the first time a week and a half ago.
How did she like that?
She loved it. We were so afraid that she was going to hate it. It's just, you know, it was something new and it was cold. And I'm assuming she's never experienced snow before. And she I think it's because Bjorn likes it so much. She loved it. She liked it so much. We had our little sweater on her and little blankets in the car and stuff because we didn't know how she was going to react. But she did really well.
Oh, good.
She's in the right family.
Sorry if there's a lot of noise. It's Birdie. She ran into my room.
Birdie hears me. She can't hear me, but I like to tell myself that. And then Birdie and Bjorn had their first meetup
yeah,
since COVID
true.
Hit during the holiday photo shoot, and they still like to chop each other's faces.
Yeah, they do, but I think they're a little more restrained now. They've grown up, and they're not as at each other's throats as much.
It was cute. It was cute.
They love each other.
I would hope so. I wasn't sure if they were going to forget. There was a moment where they both, were like, oh, there's another dog here. And then I think it clicked, and they're like, wait, I know them. And they're yes!
Yeah, and now that we all wear masks when we see each other, she'll, bark at you when you're trying to come through the door. But then when she realizes it's you, she's like, oh, my gosh, bestie ever.
I know. That was my favorite when couple weeks ago, the first time I had seen Birdie for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And she was barking, growling at me when I was trying to come through the door. I was like, no, no, she hates me. And then she realized who I was and it was fine.
Yeah, she just didn't know who you were. And then she, you know, smelled you and then she's like, oh, I missed you.
I love her. I love Birdie so much.
I think by next episode, I'm going to do something with my studio because now it's getting dark and it just looks terrible. But so by next time my video will be much better.
It does not look bad. I need to change my space too. I don't this is my least favorite Christmas tree in my house and I just it's bugging me.
How many Christmas trees do you have in your house right now?
I don't want to talk about it. How many in eyesight? I have one big one. Then I have one in my dining room, one in my reading room, and then one in my bedroom. That's four.
That's four more than I have.
I like winter. It's not even so much Christmas, I don't think. I'm realizing that this year. I like winter. And we live in Southern California, and it's not the most, winter friendly. So we have a whole bunch of really big flocked just pine trees, honestly. So I put those up as soon as it's acceptable. I'm trying to do the Christmas thing, but it's just...
I just think it makes sense in your house, too, because in my house, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen is all one room. So if I had a Christmas tree in every room, that would look...
Yeah.
Super, super weird. But I think if you have more of an enclosed, defined space, I think, it definitely.
Maybe I'll do a Christmas tour.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We'll do a Christmas house tour once my house is not filthy.
Okay, and as the sun is going down, I think we'll kind of talk about what we have planned for the next season, because
we're gonna lose you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be all dark in like 5 minutes. So we have a lot of fun episodes planned for this season. Next week we have Amber, who is a dog trainer. She's gonna come onto the show, so we're gonna ask her some of our most burning questions on how to train our dogs. And then I think we're gonna do open up the questionnaires on our social media, on both Dog Mom Podcast and also Zippy Paws, probably, to get some more submissions, because we really want people to have a chance to ask her some questions and you know, just for some tips and advice. And some future episodes we have planned. We have a dog food expert coming on too, so that'd be really exciting, because Birdie has a lot of allergies, so I want to get some questions answered. And yeah, so it's gonna be a fun season.
I'm excited. And if there's anybody out there that has questions or a great idea or anything that you guys want to hear from us, definitely reach out. We're always receptive to new ideas. We love hearing your feedback and what you guys are looking for, because I think at the end of the day, our job is to kind of help guide you along your dog mom or dog dad or pet dad, really, journey along with us.
Yeah, we got to get a dog dad on here sometime soon.
We should know plenty. Nico's not doing it. I'm not inviting Nico. This is my break from Nico. But there's got to be plenty of other dads.
This is our safe space, right?
Right. Exactly. But yeah, it's going to be a good season. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm going to make this look better. I promise. You're losing me right now.
Stop. Well, on that note then, if you want to boop that follow button, you can follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Dog Mom Podcast. And you can check us out on our website at www.zippypaws.com/dogmompodcast. I still got it. Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.